Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. I'm Scott. This is going to be another one of my off-brand commentaries. And today I'm going to be talking about my thoughts and opinions and ideas on Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Disney Plus show that is bringing back Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader. And before I start on that, I'm going to say that of all the content of Star Wars that there is, I've seen all of the main movies, the first three, the last three, and then I personally consider Rogue One to be in the center because it doesn't really, the movie doesn't really work without it being there, so it's in there. So I've seen all of those movies all the way through a couple of times. And I haven't seen Solo, and none of the cartoon stuff, or the comics, or anything like that. Same goes for my Star Trek side of things, just the TV shows and the movies, and so there's no biasm towards, well, I don't want to be bothered to pick up a book about Star Wars, when I don't do this, I don't do the same thing for Star Trek. I focus on the TV and the movie side of it. So, and there's a bunch of cartoons and live action shows about in Star Wars, which is fantastic. Live it up. You got a whole bunch of stuff. You got the cartoon stuff. You have the live actions. You got the Book of Boba Fett. You got the Mandalorian. None of which I follow any of that stuff. Because to me, personally, that's kind of like a side canon thing. I don't know if they mention all this stuff inside of the show. But for me, it's like a side piece. It's not something you don't necessarily have to do in order to watch the movies. So I don't really partake in that. Doesn't mean it's not great. It probably has a cult following and very successful and double thumbs up. A plus, top shelf. Good job. But for me, when they announced Obi-Wan Kenobi, I was like, all right, they're going to recast everybody. I'm not really going to want to watch it because it's not really the same people doing this stuff. So I was just going to give it a hard pass because I'm more of a same actor playing the role type guy. Kind of how I was kind of irritated in Star Trek Picard when they didn't bring back the dude that played the guy that was supposed to be like the crux of the whole entire situation. They had to recast that person, which was fine, whatever. Just didn't hit the same notes. It'd be like recasting Data and then having what happened to Data happen again in Picard, but with a different actor. You wouldn't have the same connection to it. So when Obi-Wan Kenobi was announced, I was like, eh. Whatever. Then as time went on, I started seeing things like, oh, Ewan McGregor cast as Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'm like, oh snap. Then I see Hayden Christensen cast as Darth Vader. I'm like, ooh, what? And so I just got done looking at how old the guy that played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the original movie was, the first trilogy. Man was born in 1914, and he was like 63 or something like that when he did when he did the first Star Wars in 1977. So the age is like 13 years off, but really it doesn't have to be. We already know that he appears like in a little bit of the trailer that I saw mixed in with like behind the scenes stuff. Like he hands Luke as a baby to his family, so it's looking like it's gonna be before what we see in The Phantom Menace, and then it's gonna take place after, and that's one of the reasons why I'm really excited about this movie, is because it can draw from that source material. It can draw from 1, 2, 3, and it can draw 4, 5, 6, and so it can expand on the characters and the relationships as we're going forward, and it be those people. Like, Darth Vader obviously isn't played by the same guy in the first three movies, but you could, because it's a mask and a voice of James Earl Jones anyway, it's a part of just, it's you got to accept it for what it is and just move and move on. The fact that Hayden Christensen is playing the part, it brings it more into the realm of, this is part of what was going on. This is part of the movies. We're just getting more detail of that movie. So we're seeing Hayden Christensen after the events of episode 3. And we're seeing more of what was happening with that. And we're going to expand upon that because it's been years now. So there's a lot of, there's a pool of content that they can do. And make it really successful. I'm a Darth Vader fan. Like Darth Vader, like Anakin, not looking all mad and angry. Like I want him in the Darth Vader suit. And I want him doing Darth Vader stuff. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi doing stuff against him. So it is the one that I will tune in for. And apparently, I guess it's coming out. Don't quote me. I guess it's coming out on Star Wars Day. So May 4th. So I'm getting double the fun that day. Because I'm having that show on the 4th. And then another show on the 5th. Star Trek Picard. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a great March. A great May for me. So it's going to be interesting to see where they take these two characters and what they do with them. Are they going to like take elements like from the movies and recreate it somewhat for the show to where you can expand upon it, where in the movie you follow this character for like a minute and now this time you follow them a little bit longer to see what's going on and to kind of flesh out the situation. So like sky's the limit. There's a lot of canon and stuff that they have to stay inside of, but that opens the door to recast inside of Obi-Wan Kenobi, recast Anakin younger, and do things inside of where the Phantom Menace would have been, or even before that, or there's just a lot of stuff that you could put into it, and then it could influence the way that you reflect on the movie, and then it could even, in Obi-Wan Kenobi, redo certain events that wouldn't play for a movie because you can only have so many minutes. But you can make like a battle or a fight happen and choreograph it and make it be all intense and longer and more personable between the two characters, where you couldn't really do it in the movie. But it doesn't change what happened in the movie. It's just giving you more detail than what you got, and because it's inside of its own series, it's not necessarily like they didn't do that in the movie. It's kind of like its own thing separate. It is, but it isn't type deal. Like you could put that scene in the movie if you wanted to. You aren't going to be able to go back and play the third episode and go, oh, that scene was longer, they said this. You're not going to be able to do that. But you could put the scene from Obi-Wan Kenobi into that, and it still had the same outcome. So I think it'd be fun to see that. Like you just expand it or make it better or improve upon something, because hindsight's always 20/20, and something might have not have hit the fans right. And so now you can correct it, or maybe someone's motivation wasn't clear. And so now with more time of having a series rather than a 2-hour movie or 2.5-hour movie, you can actually do something. You can go deeper, and then we can get to know Obi-Wan Kenobi a little bit better, and then we can also get deeper into Darth Vader. We can see more of what drives him, what motivates him outside of what the movies have shown us. Because you don't have to like go, okay, that's the Bible. We have to stick to only what's here and not add anything. You put everything that's in that in yours. You're just expanding it. You're just making it better to where it's what is a good example? It's like remaking a movie, you know? So if you have a movie and you remake it, usually the scenes are going to be completely different. It's not going to have the same feel to it. And it's going to be like, instead of doing this, we're going to do that instead. Instead of shooting it on the water, we're going to shoot it on land. That type of thing. You can't put this scene into that scene and it look like it would be the same thing if it was part of that. That's what I'm talking about. Where you do the same scene, the same beats, but you can expand inside of those beats what the character is thinking, how they're feeling. You can spend a lot more time with Obi-Wan or Darth Vader or whoever is going to round out the cast. And it would be interesting if they did like an analogy type series where you did have a younger Anakin and a younger Obi-Wan played by similar looking people. But because it's the show, it doesn't have to be looking like Obi-Wan Kenobi from the movies or Anakin from the movies. But if you were to take what they do inside of the TV show and put it into the movie, it would play out the same way. So I think that Obi-Wan Kenobi is going to be, it could be huge, because you're bringing back Obi-Wan Kenobi, Darth Vader, Anakin, and from the movies, no less, which I think is a home run, because every day I hear people say, have you seen, you watch the Mandalorian, do you watch the cartoon stuff, did you watch this, do you watch the Book of Boba Fett? Nope, but I did see those, the string of movies, one through nine, so hard, but that's crazy. There's 9 movies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Damn. That is a lot of Star Wars. But yeah, so I've seen all those movies. So bringing back characters that I already know just makes me enjoy the TV show better. So I think that Obi-Wan Kenobi is going to easily be, I don't know, it might beat out The Mandalorian, just because of the fact that you're bringing back the two people, and I know they're from the movie franchise that people like the least, but sometimes with age, things get better. Like, it starts out, people don't like it, and then like 12 years later, people get introduced to Star Wars by watching episode 1, 2, and 3, and then they're like, oh, wow, that's awesome now. And you're like, yeah. Like, 1, 2, 3, it started all. Because a lot of the fans, they were fans of the first three, in quotation marks, 4, 5, and 6. And so that's what they were introduced to. So when you get to see 1, 2, and 3, you're like, what is this? Ah. But then when the person that's born in 2000 says, hey, let's go watch Star Wars, and then you put in Phantom Menace, they're not taken by what came before it too much. They're like, okay, I'm going to watch this, and then they get to 4, 5, and 6, and then lead to 7, 8, 9, and then when you guys talk about it, their view might be where they enjoyed it. Now, I know the whole conspiracy theory about Jar Jar Binks and how horrible he is and all that stuff. Character could have not been there, been still the same movie, I think, so doesn't take away from the overall effect. So I think that I'm going to enjoy the hell out of that, because I've been waiting for this. I'm like, if they're going to do a Star Wars movie, a Star Wars show, just do a Star Wars show with one of the direct characters from the movies, so you can kind of go back into the world, expand on it, but then you're not creating a whole new world like in Star Trek. Discovery is kind of like its own thing. You don't have to watch it, you know, but if you don't watch Voyager, then you're completely lost. You have no idea what the hell's going on. So there's some aspects that are actually could count as side quests inside of a franchise. I think that Obi-Wan Kenobi is going to be one of those things that it is directly tied into Star Wars itself. And when years from now, when you're talking about one through nine, they're going to be like, oh yeah, but in Obi-Wan Kenobi, you'd be like, Obi-Wan Kenobi, what? I didn't watch that. You're going to be lost, because a lot of the character traits and what they do can be kind of pulled from all those different aspects. Like, oh yeah, well, Anakin in part 3, and then Darth Vader in 5, and then Anakin as Darth Vader in this show. You know, so you can pull from all different aspects of these lives, because they're all there on the screen. So I think that Obi-Wan Kenobi is going to be a fan favorite, more so than the other ones, just because they're bringing back the other cast members from the actual movie. And then that also opens the door for other actors at some point to cameo. So So you could have people that didn't die off, or they did die off and have a flashback, and people can even play younger versions of themselves or even recast the character. So you could redo the movie in more detail. So of all the properties in Star Wars that I've heard about or seen over the course of my 39 years, pardon my stutter, I think that Obi-Wan Kenobi is going to be the one that's going to be like, wow, this is great. Especially bringing back Darth Vader and Obi-Wan. And they're basically the ages that they're supposed to be. Plus or minus, I mean. So, I'm excited. I can't wait to, I'm probably going to do a weekly off-brand review. Because this is usually my Star Trek one. But I figured my off-brand stuff, I can do my review on that. Because I think I'm going to watch the hell out of it. And I think I'm going to enjoy the heck out of it too. Because that's my favorite stuff, is when it has something to do. It's like when Toss went to the movies, right? You knew the character because of the TV show, so when you were watching him in the movie, that amplified what you knew of him in the original series. You weren't excluding the original series and watching these characters brand new. You're like, oh yeah, that's Bones. Oh yeah, that's Kirk. Oh yeah, that's Scotty. So the same thing is going to play out here. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, Darth Vader. Oh, yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's going to be fun. And this time, it's in reverse order. So you're going to be able to spend that more time to kind of breathe in the scene rather than have to hurry it by or cut for time or I have to cut it down because this here has to happen too. So I think a show being episodic, I believe that it's going to actually help it, so it'll make the characters maybe even more likable, because you're being able to spend more time with them, rather than just wham, bam, 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 bam. So, in conclusion to this podcast, for tonight, I believe Obi-Wan Kenobi is going to be everyone's favorite Star Wars, and it's going to be the one that everyone watches, and it's going to be the one that everyone talks about. I know they all talk about the Mandalorian, and they all talk about Boba Fett, but I think this is going to be, it's going to be the darling. It's going to be the one where you compare and contrast it to how people were 1 through 6, and how they presented themselves. It's going to be more of a conversation, rather than, oh, did you see what they did in this, and like, oh yeah, that was cool, now, and that's it. You're going to be able to deep dive into it, like, oh yeah, in episode 1, he happened this, and episode 5, he did this, and now he did this. It's going to be more full of a conversation, because you're going to be able to flesh it out more, because you have so much source material. Alright, you guys have a good rest of your night, and look forward to Obi-Wan Kenobi.